Dangerous Twitter messages.
With over a billion registered users and over 300 million active users, Twitter is one of the world's most popular social networks. It's fast and easy to use, with a limit of just 140 characters per message. But you have to be careful what you write, or you end up in trouble.
The cyclist. Emma Way was driving along a road when she turned a corner and knocked a cyclist off his bike. However, instead of stopping to help, she drove off. And once home, she tweeted this message. Definitely knocked a cyclist off his bike earlier. I have right of way. He doesn't even pay road tax. Thanks to the tweet, Miss Way was located and taken to court. She was eventually fined £300, had to pay £337 in costs, and had 7 points added to her licence. Asked by defence counsel to rate the stupidity of her tweet on a scale of 1 to 10, Miss Way replied, "I'd score it at 11. She added that her tweet was the biggest regret of her life. The cyclist, Toby Hockley, suffered bruising and minor damage to his bike.
The celebrities. Talk show host Jimmy Kimmel asked guests on his show to read out some of the mean things people tweet about them. The idea was to get the authors of the messages to reflect on their actions. Some of the messages included @chemotherapy7. There are people who think Julia Roberts is hot. Her gigantic mouth looks like it will devour an elephant in one bite. @JulianAxelrod. Ethan Hawke seems like a guy who wasn't supposed to be a movie star, but he slipped through the tracks and everyone was just like, okay.
The party guy. Before leaving the UK for the trip of a lifetime in the USA, Lee Van Bryan tweeted this message to his friends. Free this week for quick gossip prep before I go and destroy America? Unfortunately for him, the message was picked up by America's Homeland Security, and Van Bryan and his travelling companion, Emily Bunting, were detained after landing at Los Angeles International Airport. Handcuffed, Van Bryan, 26, was kept under armed guard in a cell with drug dealers for 12 hours. They tried to explain that to destroy means to party hard and not to bomb. However, officials weren't impressed and put the pair on a plane back to Paris the next morning.
The rioter. During a summit in Pittsburgh in September 2009 of the 20 richest nations, there were several anti-capitalist protests. During the rioting, Elliot Madison, a 41-year-old New Yorker, sent Twitter updates of the police force locations and movements to help protesters avoid arrest. Madison was later arrested and charged with using a social networking site to help demonstrators evade the police.